Welcome to Jesus Experience. You are designed to receive from God the life of His Son, Jesus Christ. And through the life of Christ in you, you will live and affect the world around you. Now, here is Dr. Gary V. Whetstone.
So, in the natural arena, when you exasperate and exhaust all the areas, and you find yourself, you cannot proceed, that's when God says, now I want to deal with that fear that's got you. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. All of a sudden, that word that kind of breaks the atmosphere of bondage says, don't you know I'm here? That's what happened yesterday between the telephone and the ticket counter and a few conversations with Faye. Because I knew she wasn't going to go up there and negotiate that ticket counter. So it was up to me. She learned to duck. Why I teach these things, I'll never know. Like husbands say yes. Oh. I'm not too sure. One of those days, maybe I just didn't quite get connected or something. I don't know. It's everything I get to teach, I got to live too, you know. It's not like you just get to say it and then scoot out and, you know, live it, you know, it just kind of comes back on you all the time. So I said, God, wait a minute, you're with me. And I live in an economy of time, and you don't want to have the precious, most precious commodity in my life be wasted. How many know that there's only one thing that you have that'll never get replaced? That's time. You know you can replace money? You can replace just about everything else in life, but you cannot replace time. So I started thinking about it, and I realized that the effect upon my life was just what I was going to teach. I hate this type of messages, because what happens is I get to live it before I get to preach it, and then I get to be the example where everybody says, yeah, look at how he acts. It's a fearful thing, you know. But that's all right. It must be for your benefit. I don't know. It sure didn't do me a lot of good yesterday. Because guess what I heard when I got away from the ticket counter? Told you so. You know, I mean, I mean, there wasn't a great celebration. Like, faith rose, and you conquered the obstacle of a policy. It was like, I told you all along. I wasn't going to get on that plane 2 hours later. I was getting on this plane. So. Sometimes when you're found in the arena where all your natural abilities are exhausted and you start to step over the threshold where God is with you, it comes across that way because you should have been there anyway. You shouldn't have been relying on the arm of the flesh. You shouldn't have had your confidences in what you could make happen. You shouldn't have had your abilities set before you. And if I'm not able, then God, what could He do? And most of us live in that arena of fear and we don't even know it because we appropriate all the accessory areas of our life, our strength, our intelligence, our knowledge, our finances, our mental abilities, and all the areas we have access to, and we try to use all them. And then when we run out of them, we're wondering, what could God even do? He says, fear not, for what? I am with you. Be not what? Dismayed. Why? Because I'm your God. What's He going to do? I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to do what? I'm going to uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. So you're called not to fear. You're called to come out of every bondage. You're called to come out of it. You're called to come out of it. You're called to come out of it. 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I had a situation where in the natural, there was no physical, financial way we were able to make this particular thing happen. I don't go into details. 11 o'clock in the morning, settlement on three properties were 2 o'clock that afternoon, and I was only about $160,000, $150,000 short. How many ever been in a place where you looked at a natural and you can't figure out what to do next? And then you get the idea, God is with me. Needless to say, we went to settlement, everything I paid. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us, not our ability, Not our mental stretch, not our persuasive personality, not our communication skills, not our access to information. God is with us. God is with us. God is with you. God is with you. Some people look at other people and they say, because of what they've gotten in natural, it works for them. God is with us. If God be for you, who could be against you? If God is for you, fear has got to bow. If God is for me and He's with me and I've exhausted everything that I can think of to do and God is still with me, then what is fear? It's only a former reliance upon what I could do that I failed myself in. I like this statement, Deuteronomy 31. Look at it over here. Israel had just seen the death of a generation. They had just watched Moses strike the rock. Their leader was about to die. Their leader was going to die. All their fathers and mothers had died. Everyone that was 20 years and older died. This was a bad day. Have you ever had a bad day? This was a very bad day. They'd been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They were born in the wilderness. They had no knowledge of the promised land, only promise that the promised land existed. They were never in Egypt, but they got the attitude of those forefathers that had the Egyptian attitude, if we only return to the leeks and the garlics and everything. Moses turns around and he says, I'm going to die. I'm not going to go in and inherit the promised land. Sorry. So therefore, you're going to wander around in the wilderness and you have no idea how you're ever going to get where you're supposed to go. And the God who showed by fire by night and cloud by day is now going to have the person that He showed up for leave you. Boy, what a day to wake up one day and be a little concerned. So Moses went and spake these words, look in verse 1, to all Israel. And when he said unto them, I'm 120 years old this day. I can no more come in, go out and come in. As the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, He will go over before thee. He will destroy those nations. Now they heard this before. You see, their forefathers heard this. This is the second time they've heard this. And it says, and thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord has said. And the Lord shall do unto them as He did to Sihon, to Og, the kings of the Amorites, of the land of them whom He destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according to all the commandments which I commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that does go with you, and He will not fail you nor forsake you. Their former forefathers failed. God didn't fail His promises. They failed God. And the end result of this scenario was that the Israelite children that were alive of the forefathers that died, they had to have a fear not motivation. And they could not rely upon the Egypt of their life, the natural arenas of what they've come out of, because they never had anything but manna and quail. That's all they ever ate. They never ate the leeks and garlics. They never lived. They were born in the wilderness. They were not born in the environment of the Egyptian under the bondage where they were making brick without straw. They had no idea except the testimony and the stories. I want you to think about it. Their history was a story and their future was a story. And they had nothing in the present they could boast in. Have you ever felt like your history was just a dream and your future is even more of a dream? And you're caught in this limbo state. That's where they were, in the middle of a future that they didn't know they could walk in and a history that was never their own. It was their forefathers. And a family arena that everybody died in. And Moses says, don't be afraid, God will not fail you. Amen. Why don't you just close your eyes and just say, God, you won't fail me. You will not fail me. You will not have me discouraged. You are the strength of my life. You are to me everything I ever need you to be. God, forgive me for relying on the arm of the flesh. Father, take this day. Take this day and cause me to know the I am that is with me. For you will never forsake me. You'll never leave me. You will be with me through the fire, through flood, through tribulation, trial, distress. And if you're for me, what would I fear that anything could be against me? God, I thank you that you're for me in Jesus' name. So I'm not going to be afraid. Fear not. The Lord being the strength of your heart, you fear not. You fear not. Somebody says, well, that's not my area of expertise. Well, fear not. You say, well, that's not my gifting. Well, fear not. You say, I feel like I'm out of my league dealing with these things. Well, fear not. You say, well, it doesn't appear that it's going to work out for me. Well, fear not. Well, I can't figure out how it's going to work. Well, fear not. It doesn't look like anything's going to change. Well, fear not. You say, what am I going to trust in? Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not unto your what? Own understanding. Fear not. You say, oh, I know those scriptures. Well, then act on them. Fear not. So I've confessed those scriptures. Fine. Now live them. Fear not. So I know those scriptures. I got them memorized. Fine. Then fear not. Say, I've read that scripture before, and I know that. Well, fine. Fear not. If you know what it says, then do what it says. Fear not. How many of you today would take new action today if you knew that God would be with you in that action? Raise your hand. Then why don't you take the action? The only thing that would restrict you is fear. That's all. Just fear. Just fear. Fear because your natural wouldn't work out for you. Hallelujah. I'm sitting there thinking about reaching nations. And all this fear comes. It says, how are you going to do that? And God comes and says, fear not. Boy, how simple it is, but yet how trapped we become just because we rely on the arm of the flesh. That's all. That's all. How many of you understand that fear has had an influence in your life because you've trusted in somewhat of what you could get done rather than what God, who is with you, can do? Been in any of that here recently? Let's stand up. We've got four areas. I'm probably not going to get to them all. But that's all right. I want to make sure that we get the fear to bow in every one of the areas that we deal with. That's right. Let's start with finances. How many of you have exhausted all of your ability to figure out where to get money from, and you have objectives to reach that you cannot imagine how they're going to work? Raise your hand. Good. Secondarily, how many of you have family situations? You've exhausted every word you've spoken. How many of you have kind of said everything you could say, prayed everything you could pray, believed everything you could believe, and thought everything you could think, and everything you're now doing, praying, or thinking, you've already done before, and nothing has worked yet? Raise your hand in that family. Wonderful. Isn't that good? That's where bondage and fear is. That's where fear is, because we're at a threshold here. This will keep us from going up to the ticket counter right here. We'll already have every good reason why I'll never go there. We'll already have every cause. And I never even thought about the woman not reading the ticket. Tell your neighbor, that's what God does. He does what you never thought about. Because if you had thought about it, it would have been you that did it. Now, how many of you have a future decision that you cannot figure out how on earth you're ever going to do the things that you have dreams and visions for? I mean, when you look at the future that is in your heart and you look at your ability in the natural to get there, it is a futile attempt and stupidity to even attempt. Wonderful. You're qualified for a fear not.
That's right.
You're qualified for I am with you. You're qualified for I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you with a right hand of my righteousness. You're qualified for fear not. Lift up your hands to God and just say, Father,
I've exhausted my ability.
I've been exasperated in my attempts.
But today,
I've come to a threshold, and I see what is limiting me.
And this power of fear,
I command you in the name of Jesus,
bow to me
in the name of Jesus.
For the I am is with me.
He is with me.
God is with me.
He is with me.
And I am not going to be dismayed.
I say to discouragement, loose my life.
For I am is with me.
I say to weakness,
I'm strong.
For I am strengthens me.
I say to helplessness.
I say to hopelessness.
The Lord is my help.
The Lord who is with me
will strengthen me and help me.
So because of Him,
I am strong
and I am well able
in Him
to break the power
of this resistance.
So Father,
I'm like a child,
and I'm not going to submit myself to this bondage.
I'm not going to go through the rhetoric of my mind.
I'm tired of listening to it over again.
I'm looking to you,
from whence comes my help.
Just lift up your hands to the Lord.
Father, we thank you that the I am is with us.
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. So fear not,
neither be dismayed.
Be strong and of good courage,
for I am is with you,
and I am will not destroy you.
He will not in any way fail you,
and He will not take from you His Holy Spirit.
For I am is with you.
I am
is with me.
Oh.
I am is with me.
I am.
Just say to I am is with me.
I am is with me.
I'm not dismayed.
Because
He is my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am is with me.
Boy,
something stirs on the inside of you and you feel like when Paul said of God before us, who could be against us? If God, who didn't spare His own Son, but sacrificed Him for us all, how much also with Him shall He freely give us all things? All things. All things. All things. As small of a thing as a two-hour time savings. As big of a thing as children returning from the snare of the devil. A small thing of getting a few dollars in your pocket to a big thing of having every dream and vision that God's ever spoken to you be funded. A small thing to a big thing. I want you to just lift up your hands to heaven and just take a time and a moment with God and just settle the issue. If God did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all and sacrificed Him, how shall He not with Him also freely give to us all things?
Thank you for listening to this Jesus Experience teaching with Dr. Gary V. Whetstone. We want to connect with you at your Jesus Experience. Please visit our website, JesusExperience.com, where you can view our complete teaching archives, enroll in our free School of Biblical Studies, watch live services, and communicate with us. You can connect with Jesus Experience on Facebook and Twitter, or if you prefer, please call us at 1-302-561-6800. That's 1-302-561-6800. Share with us as we share with you.